Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
In the morning here on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Be sure to keep it here for the Money Tracker with Don Grant live in studio just minutes away. Now, Steve and Ted, it's time for three big things. A Wichita man sentenced to 5 years in prison for a drunk driving crash that killed a woman. Primary elections held yesterday for 2 seats on the Wichita City Council. Both incumbents advanced to the general election in November, but neither finished with the most votes. The 87th annual National Baseball Congress World Series begins with 4 games today in Hutchinson. And the first ever Summer Ball Showdown begins with 7 games today in Goddard. Three big things with Steve and Ted, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
Seeing some slower moving, pretty heavy traffic right now. I-135, traffic's fairly heavy north and southbound there, and it's right around the 8th and 9th Street exit, so watch for things to slow down a bit there as the traffic volumes are picking up. Traffic update from 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. I'm Jed Chambers.
And our weather forecast here on this Wednesday. High today of 88 degrees, and it might be hazy again throughout the day. Overnight low tonight down to 67 under a cloudy sky. Then looking ahead for tomorrow, breezy and warmer. Sky clearing off a little bit on Thursday. High tomorrow, 90. Currently in Wichita, mostly cloudy. It is 66 degrees on our way to a high of 88 here on this Wednesday. 6:49 with Steve and Ted here on KNSS. It was 80 years ago on this day. The conduit was closed, and water began flowing into the huge Lake Afton project between Goddard and Garden Plain. That's why we have Lake Afton.
Wow.
They started filling that thing up with water 80 years ago today.
Is there hydroelectric there, or is it just a dam?
I don't know
if we have much of that in Kansas.
Yeah.
Interesting. Wow.
Lake Afton started filling up 80 years ago today. It's 6:50 with Steve and Ted here on KNSS, and let's get a reminder about how the stock market fared yesterday.
Stocks reversing course after morning losses and closing higher, with the S&P 500 notching a record high as investors weighed another slew of corporate earnings results while closely monitoring the latest developments with the Delta variant of COVID-19. And Robinhood has profited off the meme stock trade, and now the online trading app is looking more like a meme stock itself. Robinhood went public last Thursday but didn't make a splash, with its stock declining since. But today its stock surged over 24% with no apparent major news. The Dow winners, Amgen, Home Depot, and United Health Group. The Dow decliners, Visa, Disney, and McDonald's. The Dow rising 278 points. The Nasdaq up 80. S&P 500 up 36. Hillary Barsky, Fox News.
Exiting the markets because of inflation. Let's find out more and look who has stopped by to fill us in.
I'm here.
It is the Money Tracker, Don Grant, CFP. Good morning, Don.
Well, good morning, Ted. That's a heck of an introduction. Thank you. Well, you know, Ted, sustained inflation can be bad for the stock market. The Bureau of Labor Statistics has reported month-over-month inflation for the past year and it's enough to worry any investor. July of 2020, a year ago, we saw inflation of 1%. Monthly, it stayed below 2% until February of this year. Since then, it has steadily risen every month for the last reading at the end of June at 5.4%. Now, a certain amount of inflation supports growth. Investors like it when we have steady growth through companies that spend on their own infrastructure, and consumers can afford to spend, thus supporting companies we invest in. Problems begin when inflation gets out of control. Now, one problem with inflation for investors is erosion of buying power. When the Fed sees sustained inflation, they tend to raise interest rates. That move can slow down the markets. The steady decline in interest rates since the last round of raging inflation has been a boom for the economy. Aside from two good-sized pullbacks in the markets in 2001, 2002, and then, of course, 2008, 2009, we've seen about 40 years of steady economic growth. We've been promised by Fed Chair Jerome Powell that we will see higher interest rates. Now, they are dangerously low. When the Fed raises rates, bonds pay higher interest. That takes investors out of the stock market and back into the bond markets, because when they own bonds, they're going to get paid more. Higher interest rates means company pay more to borrow. That cuts into profits, which hurts investors. So is it time to flee the stock market? Well, we don't like the rate of inflation we're seeing right now, but oil has already come down as OPEC increases production. Supply chains are opening up and real estate prices are slowing as supply of homes increases. So unless you're retiring very soon, I think you should think long term. There's no need to panic and sell. Stay the course. That's the reason you have worked so hard on the allocation that you have now. And of course, if you have any questions, you can give me a call. Number 634-2222.
How are things going, Don?
Good.
Are you happy by the time you get to Wednesday? Or?
Yeah.
Is there still a lot of work left?
Sometimes I groan on a Monday morning after having a long weekend. But then again, sometimes it's just nice to get sort of order back in life and, you know, going to a bit of a routine and that sort of thing. And I like working.
Good for you. Let's see.
And hump day is sort of an indicator that we're halfway through, you know. How about you?
Oh, I'm just, you know, one foot in front of the other.
You love what you do. Come on.
Why else would I come in here?
Paycheck.
Yeah.
You know, that's a reason
I know.
Some people work, you know.
But, you know, otherwise I'd go to New Way, you know, if I wasn't having fun here.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I'd go work somewhere.
Where you get perks,
yeah.
Man. You get crumbly, it's good.
Meat and cheese, yeah.
And you get all that good root beer, too.
Mm-hmm. Let's see. Happy birthday today to actress Kim Carrath. She was the tiny little girl in The Sound of Music.
Okay.
The youngest of the Von Trapp children. She is now 63 years old.
Oh, my gosh, that hurts. Wow.
And there's another one. Let's see. Actress Tina Cole is...
She was
on My Three Sons.
Oh!
She got married to Robbie.
Yeah, real pretty.
Pretty blonde. And when I was a little kid, I just thought she was the prettiest woman ever.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Tina Cole is 78 today.
Ouch. Ouch. I wonder how old the one is, the normal one on the Munsters.
Oh, yeah, that...
Remember the one normal...
Of course, I can't think of her name. We did have a Munster's birthday this week. We had Butch Patrick's birthday.
Really?
Earlier in the week. Yeah,
Eddie
Munster.
Now, scare me on that one. How old is he?
I can't remember. Something like 63.
Something like that, yeah.
Sits in my head.
Wow.
Eddie Munster is now in his early 60s.
Gosh. Oh, my gosh.
Time marches on.
It does.
There you go.
Wow.
So I thought I'd give you a couple of those today.
Thank you for making me feel old.
I'll let you get on with your life.
Well, it's hump day.
Yeah. Get out there.
Enjoy. Knock them dead.
All right. Thanks for stopping in, Don.
Well, thanks for having me.
We appreciate it. That is the Money Tracker, Don Grant, CFP, every weekday morning right here live with Steve and Ted on KNSS. We got a big 7 o'clock hour on the way. We'll be talking live with Fox News Radio's Evan Brown in Miami, talking about the Boeing Starliner, whether or not they can get that off the ground, literally. We've got a 4-pack of tickets to give away to the National Baseball Congress World Series.
We've got all the business, news, weather, and traffic and sports you need. It's a huge 7 o'clock hour on the way. KNSS News Time, 6:56.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.